time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our PT listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Fran Bold is on the phone from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Fran, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, great to have you. What do you do in Las Cruces?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, but right now I give private piano lessons part-time.
Nice. So you've been playing piano for a while, obviously.
Since I was 9.
Nice. And any other music in your background?
No.
Not that that's not enough. That's plenty. You don't play bagpipes on the side or anything?
No. Well, when I was in the 6th grade, I did play the bagpipes. We had a little Scottish band.
You really did?
Yeah. So that was kind of fun.
Do you still play at all, the bagpipes?
No, I haven't even seen one. But I'm trying to learn how to play the harp.
Oh, nice collection. Bagpipes and piano and harp. I like that. You can be your own band. Well, Fran, Bruce is at the piano here. He's got a piano puzzler all picked out for you. Your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer that Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
Well, okay.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. A fairly long and elaborate and beautiful piano puzzler.
Thanks, Fred.
Fran, what do you think?
Oh, wow. The melody sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't place it.
This is a very well-known tune. It's fairly hidden at the beginning. And the B section of the tune emerges, which is probably not as well-known as the A section. And then the A section comes back, and it's there.
Is it from an opera or a musical?
No, it's more of an old standard. The style of the composer I'm imitating is obviously quite dense, so listen to the middle voice and you will hear the melody emerging with harmonies that the tune never came with before.
Okay. Right.
Now the tune moves up to the top. Now it's on the bottom.
Well, it sounds kind of dreamy, like some of Chopin's.
Well, it's in the right era.
So we're talking about the mid-1800s here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Was this a German composer?
Yes, Fred, it was a German composer, and it is in this piece still. Yes.
So a Romantic era German composer, mid-1800s. I'd say mid to late 1800s.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Oh, I think I know who you're talking about,
Who comes to mind?
Brahms?
Uh-huh.
Johannes Brahms.
There you have it.
There you go.
Now, this is actually based on Brahms' Intermezzo No. 6 in E.
Okay.
Completely influenced by a certain well-known old standard pop song that's become a jazz standard. Now, I'm going to bring out the jazz standard from the middle of the voices as much as I can.
Okay.
Now, on the top. And here it is.
Stormy weather.
Yeah, well, that, oh, what a nice alto voice. Now listen here, in the middle.
So I did get it, huh?
You did. Yeah.
Oh.
And so the tune is right there in this very bizarre setting. Then there's a little harmonic pause. Now it's up here. Different harmony.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is actually something I find amusing. That's the actual notes of the tune, but the harmonies make you feel totally disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is again. Da-da-da, stormy weather. That part you just have to go. Mm. Now, one of the things about that was fun for me is I did not change the key of the tune, but I did change the key of the music around it. This is really weird, Fred. I mean, this is the kind of thing you do really late at night.
Okay.
Harold Arlen's song,
yes.
Stormy Weather,
yes.
In the style of Johannes Brahms, this week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph. Well, Fran, thank you very much for playing. What's your public radio station?
KRWG.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.